Well, we are backstage at Great Ormond Street, and I am delighted to say I am now joined by a legend, Sir Paul McCartney.
Hello.
Welcome to Magic. Thank you ever so much for joining us here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Not sure about legend, but in his own street, maybe. But
in his own lunchtime.
In his own lunchtime, yeah. In his own imagination. It's great to be here. It's really lovely, and you know, be part of the kids' Christmas party. It's lovely for them. They obviously had all sorts of difficulties this year. Suddenly they can have a little bit of fun with their parents. So it's very nice to be part of it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about how you got involved with it, because it was an auction of your guitar, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. There was Gibson Guitars had an exhibition called, I think it was Guitar Town or something, and they had these 15-foot high sculptures of the famous Les Paul guitar, which is like a real classic rock and roll guitar. And I was asked to sign one of them, and there was a lady called Rosie Brooks who illustrated it, and they were all illustrated differently, and I was asked to sign it. So I went down to the embankment, did it, and then it was auctioned, and an American guy called Ari Goldberger bought it for £60,000.
How much?
60 grand. So that was like fantastic, you know, it's like, wow. And the lovely thing about it is he bought it on the condition that he would donate it to Great Ormond Street. So the actual object goes there, but then we did a little bit of thinking. We said, well, look, maybe I should sign a real Gibson that Rosie could also decorate, and I'll sign that specially for him, because 60 grand in, he walks away with nothing. But so he was very pleased, and he brought his family, so that's why I'm here, really, to present him with his guitar. And then they said, you know, would you come in on the kids' party? And so, yeah, I've just been in, met a few of the kids, tried my hand at the karaoke.
Yeah, I have to say, I was at the back listening to that.
Were you impressed?
Do you know what? If it had been X Factor, I think he would have won.
That would have been out on the bloopers. No, I must say, even though it's a legendary song, I don't know that one.
Yeah, Don't Stop Moving, it was, by S Club 7.
I know legendary, but it just, yeah, it's just slipped under my radar.
Yeah, but the young girl who was singing with you was brilliant.
Well, she was the only one decent amongst us, yeah. But you know, the thing about karaoke, I think, is if you really know the song, it's rubbish.
Yeah.
It's always the people who don't know it, so that's what I was going for.
Yeah, and I think you pulled it off.
If you believe that, yeah. You believe it.
You don't ever do stuff like karaoke, do you?
Yeah, you know, everyone does karaoke from time to time. Yeah, you know, weddings and things and parties, there's always somebody gets up.
What's your karaoke song then? What's the one you do?
I don't know, really. I mean, I'll sort of do anything that's on the screen, really. I haven't got a favourite. Like I say, it should be something you don't know.
Mm.
And it's really, you know, so when they put up She Loves You,
yeah,
I think, well, that's no use, because I'm going to sound just like him. But, you know, maybe Kylie. I should be so lucky. Something like that, I think I'd be better at.
I would love to see you do Celebrity Stars in Her Eyes as Kylie Minogue. That would be impressive.
Yeah, listen, I haven't got the legs.
Yeah. Back in the party, I mean, we saw all the kids' faces, you know, when you turned up and walked through. It is so important for a charity like this to hold days like this one, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's great for them because, you know, it makes it special and it gives all the mums and dads opportunity to take pictures, their kids with the sort of celebrities and that. But I think it's great for us. It's great for us on the other side, you know, and you guys coming along doing a radio interview, you get the spirit of it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing, because it's a fantastic hospital, you know. They do so much for the kids. And I love that. My mum was a nurse, so I've sort of got a lot of time for people who care us, who care for people. And so I'm always warmed by events like this, you know.
And, of course, having children yourself, you know, you can empathise with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. No, I just did a little autograph for somebody's mum, and they showed me a lovely picture of a little boy, and she said, sadly, he died earlier this year. It brings it home to you, you know, you've just got to be so grateful for what you've got, and have a good time while you can, kind of thing. But it is lovely to be here. The spirit is great.
Yeah.
Very warm, very uplifting, and you can't help but go away from these events feeling better than when you came in.
But you're great with kids, though. I mean, I've seen, you know, back in, when was it, 1983, when you did the Frog Chorus, you know, and Rupert the Bear was in your video.
I know. I don't know how I got him. I know.
Equity rates, you know.
I like kids, you know. I mean, I always like to have a bit of childlike wonder, in your life, you know. And I think they see things so beautifully that I think we can all learn from the way they look at the world. So I do love kids, and I love having a mess around, you know, and just doing silly little things like tickling them and say, hey, stop tickling me, you know. It's nice because kids anywhere react to that, you know. So it's lovely. I loved it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you ever so much for joining us here at Great Ormond Street and also on Magic.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best for 2008. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, well, same from me to you and all your listeners. A very happy Christmas and a wonderful, successful and joyful New Year.